If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. If a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no one home but you. You're all that's left me to. And when my love for life is running dry, you come and pour yourself on me. If a man could be two places at one time, I'd be with you tomorrow and today, beside you all the way. If the world should stop with all things spinning slowly down to die, I'd spend the end with you. And when the world was through, then one by one the stars would all go out. Then you and I would see.
Well, hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. The Radio Thrift Shop is where music is the universal language. Coming to you from the ionosphere, over the frequencies of 90.9 WSCS in New London, New Hampshire, and online at classicalwscs.org. The Radio Thrift Shop is never the same program twice. We always have an eclectic mix of music from the past century of recorded sound. I'm going to start this hour off with Mr. Nick Drake.
From sundown, Jeremy. smile, hoping to keep the sun from his eyes. East from the city and down to the cave, in search of a master. Taking his walls down to the sea, in search of a lifetime to tell when he's home, in search of a story that's never been known. Wanting to be seen on their own. 3 hours is needed to leave from the mall. 3 hours to wonder. To keep the sun from his eyes, east from the city and down to the cave, in search of a master, in search of a slave.
a child you had appeared to me on one May moonlit night in verdant meadow on bank of the limpid brook. In grace and modesty, queens all three, full of majesty in verdant meadow on bank of the limpid brook.
Full of majesty in verse. Thank you.
from a homemade CD release by The Boy with a Broken Leg. We do like homemade CD releases here on the Thrift Shop. That was Today, Just a Day Like the Others. And before that, from a subscription series released on Hand Eye Records back in 2005, little 3-inch CD EP, beautiful, beautiful stuff, by N'Gowan Ring, Limpid Brook, and Clover. We started that set off with Nick Drake from the seminal album Five Leaves Left and a tune called 3 Hours. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. Also over in Pine Mountain Club, California on Pinecone Radio and around the world on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info.
Exploring science in the sea. Swimming in cool water may be invigorating for some, but for some tiny marine creatures, it could be deadly. It's tougher for small creatures to move through cold water than it is for larger creatures, making them easier prey. But at least some of the little guys have a way to compensate. Researchers at the University of Texas Marine Science Institute studied a type of marine creature known as a copepod. It senses the motion of approaching predators, giving it time to hop to safety. These organisms are so small that they get sluggish when the water cools off. And cooler water undergoes a change in viscosity. It's harder for small creatures to swim through, as though it suddenly turned to honey. But field studies had shown that the copepods didn't appear to be easier to catch when the water was cold than when it was warm. To find out why, researchers studied the motions of copepods in warm water, cool water, and warm water that was thickened a bit to simulate the cool water. They created 3D images to see how the critters moved. They found that the copepods changed their swimming style when the water got cool. Instead of flapping all their arms at the same time, they moved them in sequence from front to back. That gave them extra momentum. But the copepods didn't use that motion when swimming through the thickened warm water, suggesting that they were reacting to the cold. Changing their swimming style may give them enough extra kick to keep them safe when the weather turns cold. This episode of Science in the Sea was made possible by the Biological Oceanography Program of the National Science Foundation. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
I love you so. Please don't tell me I have to.
Of forgotten 45s here on the Radio Thrift Shop. The first was Jazz Bend Me Blues Band with Lady Weaver, and then, of course, Wendy and Bonnie with It's What's Really Happening. If you can find the Wendy and Bonnie LP Genesis anywhere, it's absolutely worthwhile tracking down. Every single song is wonderful. And they were two sisters from San Francisco who recorded the album, I think, when they were about 15 and 16 years old. Wise beyond their years. Beautiful music from Wendy and Bonnie. I have some radio news for you here on the Radio Thrift Shop. Chelmsford Calling World Service is happy to announce that their programs are going to be relayed by WRMI Radio Miami International on the second Friday of each month. And those are going to be broadcast at 2300 hours UTC on 9955 kilohertz. The Chelmsford Calling World Service is a light entertainment program produced by Jim Salmon, Sonny Jim from the Chelmsford Calling Network, and it is set up with the aim of promoting radio technology past, present, and future. Chelmsford Calling World Service is going to be broadcast monthly via various shortwave relay stations around the world, and it's available to listen online. Their mission is to recreate the fun and friendship of a regular shortwave listening program. You can learn more about the Chelmsford Calling World Service by surfing on the web over to chelmsfordcalling.com.
Thank you.
Little River Band with Light of Day. Absolutely gorgeous tune. Before that, we heard a couple of selections from the Mighty Mellow Chapter 3 compilation. Wolfgang Mottmann with Funky Tea House and Sound Prospect with Al's Blues. We started that set off with Mr. Chet Atkins and Galloping on the Guitar. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop Analog Culture for a Digital World. But I have kind of come forward into the digital world a little bit. If you'd like to communicate with me or have any comments, questions, etc., etc., you can email radiothriftshop@gmail.com. And that's radiothriftshop@gmail.com. And hopefully I won't forget my password. Thank you.
Thank you.
Vesa Matilori with his cover version of Herbie Mann's Turkish Coffee here on the Thrift Shop. Before that, from a homemade CD, we heard from Charles Perkins, who also records as Stereo Crash, a song called Wake Up. Well, I'd like to thank you for listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick reminding you, keep your radio free. Keep your ears open. You never know what you're going to hear.